on deaf ears, hated, left in tears. This is a song about the death of a genre, the birth of a legend, repeating a mantra. This is for those that don't stand for anything, killers of time, sucking, emptying, anxious, wandering elephant sanctions, pondering irrelevant boredom, without desires for them, to douse the fire, silver, precious metals pilfered, freshness settles, builder, erects a tower, filter, reflects the coward. These are my initials, the skull on the crossroads, keeper of secrets, curses and lost codes, death in the near north, life in the south, over the hill with a knife in your mouth, voices, joy, diversion, pointless, destroyed subversion, she plays, crying strings, weekdays, and dying kings.
The song, right? All right, the past few songs, the last three songs were the first one was If, a remix of a Janet Jackson song by K Tranada, and then after that was a song by Olamide, a Nigerian artist from his album YBNL. The song is called First of All, and then the last one is from a Canadian group with two people, Buck 65 and from Greetings from Tuscan, yeah, from the album Full Moon, and it's called There Is a Need to Be. All right, There Is a Need to Be. All right, next up we have 433 with Greg.
Right here.
Yeah, right here. And yeah, hopefully you enjoy his as much as you enjoyed ours. Yeah, mine. Yeah. All right, enjoy.
Well, thank you so much. Soul Sandwich. Today is going to be a quite experimental show. In fact, this is probably the most experimental we've ever been. We're going to do something quite unusual. The show, after all, is called 433, dedicated to honoring new music, experimental music, and some music playing in the background as well. So what we're going to do today is we're going to dedicate a whole broadcast to Ubu Roulette. Ubu.com is, of course, the website for experimental film and sound. And so what we're going to do is actually play tracks exclusively based on selections from Ubu Roulette, a random assortment of all sorts of experimental goodies. I don't know what's going to play. I'm just going to hit Ubu Roulette, and the only rule of the broadcast is that it can't be a video documentary. Everything else goes, so let's give it a whirl. And that was Peyote Queen by Storm der Hirsch. 1965, it's a sound and color film. 8 minutes. Jonas Mekas called it amongst my favorites, beauty and excitement. A journey through the underground of sensory derangement where the mysteries are enacted in the theater of the soul. And Storm der Hirsch was a very important player in the New York avant-garde film scene in the 60s, though perhaps she has been relegated to the textbooks of avant-garde film, much more than in the kind of popular imagination. So this is 4:33 on CITR, and broadcasting from the Vancouver campus at 101.9 FM. And we have a broadcast dedicated entirely to Ubu Roulette, the sounds of Ubu.com. And true to chance, we are completely unprepared, so we just hit the Ubu Roulette and we'll let it decide our fate. Next up, then, is... That was Merce Cunningham Septet from 1964, featuring the music of Eric Satie. So Satie's Trois Morceaux en Forme de Poire, three pieces in the form of a pear, I'm guessing. And this is what Ubu describes about this piece, especially in reference to Eric Satie. Satie was a gentle avant-gardist in his own time, and both the gentleness and experimental nature of the choreography pay homage. Satie, like Duchamp, was especially important to John Cage, Mr. Cunningham's longtime musical advisor. And Mr. Cunningham himself has turned to Satie as inspiration on numerous occasions. In the 1960s, Nocturne, one of his most beautiful dances, was set to Satie. A few years later, the French composer Socrate was the springboard for another work, and this was again Satie's Trois Morceaux en Forme de Poire. Okay, let's keep going on our Ubu Roulette extravaganza, wondering what will be played next. People Like Us. And that was Driving, Flying, Rising, Falling from 2009 from Genre Collage. It's an audiovisual performance by People Like Us. And the media is music and moving image. The total length is 45 minutes, although we've heard a 5-minute snippet here. It was kind of a wonderful, interesting audio music collage. Next up, oh, I don't know what we have next, but let's try the good old Ubu Roulette once again. We'll be right back. That was Mary Ellen Bute, an artist born in 1906, died in 1983. The video work was called Escape, Synchromy number 4 from 1938-1939. Limited release, 4 minutes. And I don't know if any of the listeners were able to identify it, but did that sound like Bach? And was that a toccata and fugue? If so, give us a call here at CITR and let us know. Okay, just a quick reminder, this is a broadcast dedicated to Ubu Roulette, so everything being played is spontaneous, random, indeterminate, chance. In fact, after all, this show is called 433. Thank you. And that was, again, Mary Ellen Bute. Rhythm and Light from 1934, 5-minute piece, featuring the Peer Gynt Suite by Edward Grieg. 4:33, we'll be back after these short announcements.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Get your midweek roots music fix every Wednesday evening with Folk Oasis, featuring the latest releases from Canadian and especially BC artists, as well as phone interviews and live studio sets with local and touring artists. Folk Oasis, 2 eclectic hours of roots music, always a Kumbaya free zone. Wednesday evenings from 8 to 10 p.m. on CITR FM 101.9 and www.citr.ca.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Happy. Boing, boing.
4:33. Up next, Peter Greenway. Featuring Meredith Monk, 1983. Let me do that again real quick.
I don't really have contempt for the word. I have contempt when the word is used as the glue of something, you know, which has happened in theater and, you know, a lot in film. I really don't like it, that the word, that one has to sit and listen to words all the time when really all the other faculties are not being used. That I really don't like. I mean, I think the word has its own beauty and also should have its own integrity, stand alone just as much as any of the other elements. But in Dolmen music, it's funny, I never think about that, because my feeling was much more as if you were overhearing some mysterious conversation that you couldn't make it out. You couldn't make out the language and you couldn't make out the, you know, what they were saying, and you were hearing it from far away.
Thank you.
always in theater, you have to always have some kind of theme to start out with. And I'm finding myself as I go along feeling very hemmed in by it. And so what I like about music is that I can just start with the music. And then once I've done the music, then I can figure out what the thing is. So, you know, like when I was thinking of Dolman music, I was really working on it musically. But if you say it's an archaic community, I can accept that. I mean, I feel that it definitely has those elements in it. But it was also a response to seeing the Dolmens in Brittany. It was Les Rochauffés, which is the fairy rocks. And feeling, you know, somehow having this strange sensation that it was either made by people or creatures from this earth, but it also had the feeling that it could have been made by creatures or people from another planet. And so I was trying in Dolmen music to get a feeling of, you know, a very old reality, but also, you know, you could say a very futuristic kind of interplanetary feel to it. I like to have a very ancient and very futuristic feeling simultaneously.
And that was an excerpt from Four American Composers with a special feature on Meredith Monk. This was a 1983 series of documentaries directed by Peter Greenaway, an English film director. And amongst Meredith Monk, there's also a documentary on Robert Ashley, John Cage, and Philip Glass. So if you haven't seen them yet, please do so. They are available for free at ubu.com. Just search under Greenaway. Next up on our extravagant Ubu Roulette tour is We're currently listening to a composition by Mireille Capel. And this is soundtrack to the picture by Henri Durcel called La Perle, 1929. This is, of course, a broadcast. It's dedicated to quite spontaneous, indeterminate showcase of music, courtesy of Ubu Roulette. I think it worked out quite well. We have about 7 minutes left. I'm going to play one more random track, and then I'm going to cheat a little bit and play a short piece by Michael Snell. But this has been 433, a program dedicated to new music, contemporary, experimental sounds. And how fitting that, showcasing a lot of these films on this broadcast, we have another program dedicated entirely to movie music. Exploding Head Movies is coming up right after this, from 7 to 9, with your host, Gak. Meanwhile, this has been Gregory Gann and 433. Coming up, Metalogue, Peter Rose.
I can imagine remembering the past as if it were the source of a series of actions emanating from some region wide beside the edge of sense and moving as if by refraction into the present and beyond. Or remembering a past in which